On a late flight from Pittsburgh to Wichita, several bottles of champagne were opened on Air Lake, and a small party began. The debate poll results were flowing in, each better than the last, and the mood was victorious. But the party was brief. Fatigue hit hard. These were people who had been sleeping 5 hours a night for weeks. Most had slept even less the night before the debate. Lake himself was exhausted. He finished a third glass, the first time in many years he'd drunk that much, and settled into his massive leather recliner with a heavy quilt. Bodies sprawled everywhere in the darkness of the cabin. He couldn't sleep. He seldom did on airplanes. There were too many things to think and worry about. The nomination was his. He would be showcased at the convention, then for 4 months he and the vice president would slug it out in the grandest of American traditions. He turned on the small overhead reading light, opened his briefcase, and pulled out a small leather folder filled with his personal correspondence cards. They were 4x6, heavy stock, and in light black Old English print had the name of Aaron Lake printed at the top. With a thick antique Mont Blanc pen, Lake wrote a thank you note to the moderator of the debate, and one to his Oregon coordinator. Sometimes his notes ran long, and for this reason he had playing cards, same size and color, but without his name. He looked around to make sure everyone was sound asleep. And he quickly wrote, "Dear Ricky, I think it's best if we end our correspondence. I wish you well with your rehab. Sincerely, Al." He addressed an unmarked envelope. The address of Aladdin North came from memory. Then he returned to his personalized cards and wrote a series of thank you notes to serious contributors. He wrote 20 of them before fatigue finally settled in. With the cards still in front of him and his reading light still on, he yielded to exhaustion and within minutes was napping. He had slept less than an hour when panicked voices awakened him. Lights were on, people were moving, and there was smoke in the cabin. A buzzer of some sort was ringing loudly from the cockpit, and the air masks dropped from above. Lake snapped his into place and inhaled mightily. The pilot announced they were making an emergency landing in St. Louis. The lights flickered and someone actually screamed. The smoke got thicker and the lights faded. After the onset of panic, Lake managed a rational thought or two, if only for a brief second. He quickly gathered the correspondence cards and envelopes. The one to Ricky got his attention just long enough to place it in the envelope to Aladdin North. He sealed it and stuffed the folder back into his briefcase. The lights flickered again, then went out for good. The smoke burned their eyes and warmed their faces. "This can't be happening," Lake told himself as he gripped his armrests. "I'm about to be elected President of the United States." He thought of Rocky Marciano, Buddy Holly, Otis Redding, Thurman Munson, Senator Tower of Texas, Mickey Leland from Houston, a friend of his, and JFK Jr., and Ron Brown. The air suddenly turned cold, and the smoke dissipated rapidly. They were below 10,000 feet, and the pilot had somehow managed to vent the cabin. The plane leveled, and from the windows they could see lights on the ground. "Please continue to use the oxygen masks," the pilot said in the darkness. "We'll be on the ground in a few minutes. The landing should be uneventful." Relief settled uneasily through the plane. Just before they touched down, Lake saw the flashing lights of 100 emergency vehicles. They bounced a little, a typical landing, and when they stopped at the end of the runway, the emergency doors flew open. The fire in the luggage area of the Boeing was still spreading when they landed. As Lake jogged away from the plane, firemen rushed toward it. Smoke boiled from under the wings.
"That was a close one, sir," a paramedic said as they raced away.
Lake clutched his briefcase with his little letters inside, and for the first time went rigid with horror.